servant of the Duke and my lieutenant. The goodness of this night upon you, friend. What is the news?
The Duke does greet you, General. He requires your haste, post-haste appearance, even on the instant.
What is the matter, think you?
Something from Cyprus, as I may divine. It is a business of some heat. The galleys have sent a dozen sequent messengers this very night at one another's heels. And many of the consuls raised and met are at the Duke's already. You have been hotly called for. When being not at your lodging to be found, the Senate hath sent about three several quests to search you out.
'Tis well I am found by you. I will but spend a word here in the house and go with you.
Ancient, what makes you here?
Faith, he tonight hath boarded a land carrack. If it prove lawful price, he's made forever.
I do not understand.
He's married.
To whom?
Married. Come, Captain, will you go?
Up with you.
Here comes another troop to seek for you.
It is Brabantio, General. Be advised, he comes to bad intent.
Holla! Stand there!
Your name, Cassio, though he speak of comfort touching the Turkish loss, yet he looks sadly and prays the Moor be safe, for they were parted with foul and violent tempest.
Pray heavens he be, for I have served him, and the man commands like a full soldier. Let's to the seaside! Ho! As well to see the vessel that's come in, as to throw out our eyes for brave Othello.
Come, let's do so, for every minute is expectancy of more arrivance.
Thanks, you the valiant of this warlike isle that so approve the Moor. Oh, let the heavens give him defense against the elements, for I have lost him on a dangerous sea.
Is he well shipped?
His bark is stoutly timbered, and his pilot a very expert and approved allowance. Therefore my hopes, not surfeited to death, stand in bold cure. What noise?
The town is empty. On the brow of the sea stand ranks of people, and they cry, a sail!
My hopes do shape him for the governor.
They do discharge their shot of courtesy. Our friends, at least.
I pray you, sir, go forth and give us truth who it is that is arrived.
I shall.
The good lieutenant, is your general wived?
Most fortunately. He hath achieved a maid that paragons description and wild fame. One that excels the quirks of blazoning pens, and in the essential vesture of creation does tire the engineer. How now? Who has put in?
'Tis one Iago, ancient to the general.
He's had most favorable and happy speed. Tempests themselves, high seas and howling winds, as having sense of beauty, do omit their mortal natures, letting go safely by the divine Desdemona.
What is she?
She that I spake of, our great captain's captain. Ah. Behold! The riches of the ship is come on shore. You men of Cyprus, let her have your knees. Hail to thee, lady, and the grace of heaven before, behind thee, and on every hand, in wheel thee round.
I thank you, valiant Cassio. Now what tidings can you tell me of my lord?
He is not yet arrived. Nor know I aught but that he's well and will be shortly here.
But I fear, how lost you his company?
The great contention of the sea and skies parted our fellowship. But hark, a sail!
They give their greeting to the citadel. This likewise is a friend.
See for the news. Good ancient, you are welcome. Welcome, Mistress Amelia. Let it not gall your patience, good Iago, that I extend my manners. 'Tis my breeding gives me this bold show of courtesy.
Sir, would she give you so much of her lips as of her tongue she oft bestows on me? You'd have enough.
Alas, she has no speech.
Faith, too much.
You have little cause to say so.
Come on, come on. You are pitchers out of doors, bells in your parlours, wild cats in your kitchens, saints in your injuries, devils being offended, players in your house whiffery, and hussifs in your beds.
Oh, fie upon on thee, slanderer.
Nay, it is true, or else I am a Turk. You rise to play and go to bed to work.
You shall not write my praise.
No, let me not.
What wouldst thou write of me if thou shouldst praise me?
Oh, gentle lady, do not put me to it, for I am nothing if not critical.
Come on, say.
No, I am about it, but indeed my invention comes from my pate, as birdlime does from frieze. It plucks out brains and all. But my muse labours. And thus she is delivered. If she be fair and wise, fairness and wit, the one's for use, the other useth it.
Well praised. How if she be black and witty?
If she be black and thereto have a wit, she'll find a white that shall her blackness fit.
Worse and worse.
How if fair and foolish?
Oh, she never yet was foolish that was fair, for even her folly helped her to an heir.
Most lame and impotent conclusion. Do not learn of him, Emilia, though he be thy husband. How say you, Cassio? Is he not a most profane and liberal counsellor?
He speaks home, madam. You may relish him more in the soldier than in the scholar.
He takes her by the palm. Aye, well said, whisper. With as little a web as this will I ensnare as great a fly as Cassio. Aye, smile upon her, do. I will gyve thee in thine own courtesies. If such tricks as these strip you out of your lieutenantry, it had been better you had not kissed your three fingers so oft. Which yet again you are most apt to play the siren. Very good. Well kissed and excellent courtesy. Yet again your fingers to your lips. Would they were clyster pipes for your sake.
The Moor! I know his trumpet!
'Tis truly so!
Well, let's meet and receive him!
Lo, where he comes!
Oh, my fair warrior!
Oh, my dear
It gives me wonder, great as my content, to see thee here before me. Oh, my soul's joy! If after every tempest come such calms, may the winds blow till they have wakened death, and let the laboring bark climb hills of seas Olympus high, and duck again as low as hell's from heaven, if it were now to die. Were now to be most happy. For I fear my soul hath her content so absolute that not another comfort like to this succeeds in unknown fate.
Oh, the heavens forbid but that our loves and comfort should increase even as our days do grow.
Amen to that, sweet powers.
Oh, you are well tuned now, but I'll set down the pegs that make this music as honest as I am.
Come, let us to the castle. News, friends! Our wars are done! The Dirks are drawn! How does my old acquaintance of this isle? Honey, you shall be well desired in Cyprus. I have found great love amongst them. Oh, my sweet, I prattle out of fashion, and I dote in mine own comforts. I prithee, good Iago, go to the bay and disembark my coffers. Bring thou the master to the citadel. He is a good one, and his worthiness does challenge much respect. Come, Desdemona. Once more, well met at Cyprus! Hey!
It is Othello's pleasure, our noble and valiant general, that upon certain tidings now arrived, importing the mere perdition of the Turkish fleet, every man put himself into triumph, some to dance, some to make bonfires, each man to what sport and revels his addiction leads him. For besides these beneficial news, it is the celebration of his nuptial. So much was his pleasure should be proclaimed. All offices are open, and there is full liberty of feasting from this present hour of 5 till the bell have tolled 11. Heaven bless the Isle of Cyprus and our noble general, Othello!
Good Michael, look you to the guard tonight. Let's teach ourselves that honorable stop, not to outsport discretion.
Iago hath direction what to do, but notwithstanding, with my personal eye will I look to it.
Iago is most honest. Michael, good night. Tomorrow, with your earliest, let me have speech with you. Come, my dear love. The purchase made, the fruits are to ensue. That profit's yet to come between me and you.
Good night.
Lieutenant.
Oh, welcome, Iago. We must to the watch.
Not this hour, Lieutenant. 'Tis not yet 10 o'clock. Our general cast us thus early for the love of his Desdemona, whom let us not therefore blame. He has not yet made wanton the night with her, and she is sport for Jove.
She's a most exquisite lady.
Then I'll warrant her full of game.
Indeed. She's a most fresh and delicate creature.
And what an eye she has, methinks it sounds a parley to provocation.
An inviting eye, and yet methinks right modest.
And when she speaks, is it not an alarum to love?
She is indeed perfection.
Well, happiness to their sheets. Come, Lieutenant, I have a stoup of wine, and here without are a brace of Cypress gallants, who would fain have a measure to the health of Black Othello.
Not tonight, good Iago. I have very poor and unhappy brains for drinking. I could well wish courtesy would invent some other custom of entertainment.
But one cup, I'll drink for you.
I have drunk but one cup tonight, and that was craftily qualified too, and behold what innovation it makes here. I am unfortunate in the infirmity, and I dare not task my weakness with any more.
What, man? 'Tis a night of revels. The gallants desire it.
Where are they?
Here at the door. I pray you call them in.
I'll do it. But it dislikes me.
If I can fasten but one cup upon him with that which he hath drunk tonight already, he'll be as full of quarrel and offense as my young mistress' dog. No, my sick fool Rodrigo, whom love hath turned almost the wrong side out, to Desdemona hath tonight caroused potations pottle deep, and he's to watch. Three else of Cyprus, noble swelling spirits that hold their honors in a wary distance, the very elements of this warlike isle, have I tonight flustered with flowing cups, and they watch too. No. Amongst this flock of drunkards, am I to put Arcasio in some action that may offend the isle? But here they come. If consequence do but approve my dream, my boat sails freely both with wind and stream.
For God! They have given me a rouse already.
Good faith, a little one. Not past a pint, as I'm a soldier.
Some wine, ho!
Hey, some wine!
Let me the canakin clink.
Clink! Oh, let me the canakin clink! Soldiers are men! Oh, man's life's but a span! Why then let a soldier drink? Spray!
For God, an excellent song.
I learnt in England, where indeed they are most potent in potting. You're Dane, you're German, and you're swag-bellied Hollander. Drink, ho! Are nothing to your English.
Is your Englishman so exquisite in his drinking?
Why, he drinks you with facility, your Dane dead drunk. He sweats not to throw your Almain. He gives your Hollander a vomit ere the next pottle can be filled.
To the health of our general.
I am first lieutenant, and I'll do you justice.
Oh, sweet England!
King Stephen was a worthy peer. His riches cost him but a crown. He held them sixpence all too dear. Without he called the tailor. He was a warrior of high renown, and thou art but of low degree. 'Tis pride that pulls the country down, so take thine old cloak about thee.
Oh, God, this is a more exquisite song than the other.
Will you hear it again?
No, for I hold him to be unworthy of his place that does those things. Well, gods above all, and there be souls must be saved, and there be souls must not be saved.
It's true, good lieutenant.
For mine own part, no offence to the general nor any man of quality. I hope to be saved.
And so do I too, lieutenant.
Aye, but by your leave, not before me. The lieutenant is to be saved before the ancient. Gentlemen, let's look to our business. Do not think, gentlemen, I am drunk. This is my ancient, this is my right hand, this is my left. I am not drunk now. I can stand well enough and speak well enough.
Excellent, well.
Why, very well, then. You must not think, then, that I am drunk.
To the platform, masters. Come, let's set the watch.
You see this fellow that has gone before? He is a soldier fit to stand by Caesar and give direction. And do but see his vice, 'tis to his virtue a just equinox, the one as long as the other, 'tis pity of him. I do fear the trust Othello puts him in on some odd time of his infirmity will shake this island.
But is he often thus?
'Tis evermore the prologue to his sleep.
But 'twere well the general were put in mind of it. Perhaps he sees it not, or his good nature prizes the virtue that appears in Cassio, but looks not on his evil. Is not this true?
How now, Rodrigo? I pray you, after the lieutenant, go.
And 'tis great pity that the noble Moor should hazard such a place as his own second with one of an engraft infirmity. It were an honest action to say so to the Moor.
Not I, for this fair island. I do love Cassio well, and would do much to cure him of this evil.
Help!
Hark, what noise?
You rogue! You rascal!
What's the matter, Lieutenant?
A knave? Teach me my duty. I'll beat the knave into a twig and bottle.
Beat me!
Hey, great rogue.
Nay, good Lieutenant, I pray you, sir, hold your hand.
Let me go, sir, or I'll knock you out of Mazard.
Come, you're drunk.
Drunk?
The way I say,
go out and cry a mutiny.
Good Lieutenant, God's will, gentlemen. Hold on, Lieutenant. Montano, gentlemen, help, masters, here's your goodly watch indeed. Who's that which rings the bell? Diablo, ho, the town will rise.
What is the matter here?
Soons, I bleed. I'm hurt to the death. He dies!
Hold! Oh, Lieutenant, Sir Montano, gentlemen! Have you lost all sense of place and duty? Hold! The general speaks to you all for shame!
Why? How now? How? From whence ariseth this? Are we turned Turk and to ourselves do that which heaven hath forbid the Ottomite? For Christian shame, put by this barbarous brawl! He that stirs next to carve for his own rage holds his soul light. He dies upon the motion! Silence that dreadful bell, it fights the owl from her propriety. What is the matter? Masters! Honest Iago, that looks dead with grieving, speak! Who began this? On thy love I charge thee!
I do not know, friends all, but now, even now, in quarter and in term like bride and groom divesting them for bed, and then, but now, as if some planet had unwitted men, swords out and tilting one at other's breast in opposition bloody. I cannot speak any beginning to this peevish odds. And would in action glorious I had lost those legs that brought me to a part of it.
How comes it, Michael, you are thus forgot?
I pray you pardon me. I cannot speak.
Worthy Montano, you are wont to be civil. The gravity and stillness of your youth the world hath noted, and your name is great in mouths of wisest sense. What is the matter that you unlace your reputation thus and spend your rich opinion for the name of a night brawler? Give me answer to it.
Worthy Othello, I am hurt to danger. Your officer Iago can inform you, while I spare speech, which something now offends me of all that I do know. Nor know I aught by me that said or done amiss this night, unless self-charity be sometimes a vice, and to defend ourselves it be a sin when violence assails us.
Now, by heaven, my blood begins my safer guides to rule, and passion, having my better judgment colleed, assays to lead the way. Zounds, if I once stir, or do but lift this arm, the best of you shall sink in my rebuke. Give me to know how this foul rout began. Who set it on? And he that is approved in this offense, though he had twinned with me, both at birth, shall lose me. What? In a town of war, yet wild, the people's hearts brimful of fear to manage private and domestic quarrel in night and on the court and guard of safety. 'Tis monstrous, Iago! Who began it?
If, partially affined or leagued in office, thou dost deliver more or less than truth, thou art no soldier.
Touch me not so near. I had rather have this tongue cut from my mouth than it should do offense to Michael Cassio. Yet I persuade myself to speak the truth. Shall nothing wrong him? Thus it is, General Montano and myself being in speech, there comes a fellow crying out for help, and Cassio following him with determined sword to execute upon him. Sir, this gentleman steps into Cassio and entreats his pause. Myself, the crying fellow, did pursue, lest by his clamour, as it so fell out, the town might fall in fright. He, swift of foot, outran my purpose, and I returned, the rather for that I heard the clink and fall of swords. And Cassio high an oath, which till tonight I ne'er might say before. When I came back, for this was brief, I found them close together at blow and thrust, even as again they were when you yourself did part them. More of this matter cannot I report, but men are men. The best sometimes forget, though Cassio did some little wrong to him, as men in rage strike those that wish them best. Yet surely Cassio, I believe, received from him that fled some strange indignity which patience could not pass.
I know, Iago. Thy honesty and love doth mince this matter, making it light to Cassio. Cassio! I love thee, but nevermore be officer of mine. Look if my gentle love be not raised up. I'll make thee an example.
What's the matter?
All's well now, sweeting. Come away to bed. Sir, for your hurts, myself shall be your surgeon. Lead him off. Iago! Look with care about the town, and silence those whom this vile brawl distracted. Come, Desdemona. It is the soldier's life to have their balmy slumbers waked with strife.
What are you hurt, Lieutenant?
I... passed all surgery.
No, God forbid.
Reputation. 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 Oh. I have lost my reputation. I have lost the immortal part of myself, and what remains is bestial. My reputation, Iago. My reputation.
As I am an honest man, I thought you had received some bodily wound. There's more of sense in that than in reputation. Reputation is an idle and most false imposition, oft got without merit and lost without deserving. You have lost no reputation at all, unless you repute yourself such a loser. What, man, there are ways to recover the general again. Sue to him again, and he's yours.
I will rather sue to be despised than to deceive so good a commander with so slight, so drunken, and so indiscreet an officer. Drunk, and speak parrot, and squabble, and swagger, swear, and discourse fustian with one's own shadow. Oh, thou invisible spirit of wine, if thou hast no name to be known by, let us call thee devil.
What was he that you followed with your sword? What had he done to you?
I know not.
Is it possible?
I remember a mass of things, but nothing distinctly. A quarrel, but nothing wherefore. Oh, God. That men should put an enemy in their mouths to steal away their brains.
Why, but you are now well enough. How came you thus recovered?
It hath pleased the devil drunkenness to give place to the devil wrath. One unperfectness shows me another to make me, frankly, despise myself.
Come, come. Good wine is a good familiar creature if it be well used. Exclaim no more against it. And good lieutenant, I think you think I love you.
I have well approved it, sir. I drunk?
You or any man living may be drunk at some time, man. I'll tell you what you shall do. Our general's wife is now the general. Confess yourself freely to her. Importune her help to put you in your place again. This broken joint between you and her husband, entreat her to splinter. And my fortunes, against any lay worth naming, this crack of your love will grow stronger than it was before.
You advise me well.
I protest in the sincerity of love and honest kindness.
Good night. Honest Iago. In happy time, Iago.
You have not been abed, then?
Why, no. The day had broke before we parted. I have made bold, Iago, to send in to your wife. My suit to her is that she will to virtuous Desdemona procure me some access.
I'll send her to you presently, and I'll devise a mean to draw the Moor out of the way, that your converse and business may be more free.
I humbly thank you for it. I never knew a Florentine more kind and honest.
Good morrow, good lieutenant. I am sorry for your displeasure, but all will sure be well. The general and his wife are talking of it, and she speaks for you stoutly. The Moor replies that he you hurt is of great fame in Cyprus and great affinity, and that in wholesome wisdom he might not but refuse you. But he protests he loves you and needs no other suitor but his likings to take the safest occasion by the front to bring you in again.
If I beseech you, if you think fit or that it may be done, give me advantage of some brief discourse with Desdemona alone.
Oh, pray you come in. I will bestow you where you shall have time to speak your bosom freely.
I am much bound to you.
Assured, good Cassio, I will do all my abilities in thy behalf.
Good madam, do. I warrant it grieves my husband as if the case were his.
Oh, that's an honest fellow. Do not doubt, Cassio. I will have my lord and you again as friendly as you were.
Bounteous madam, whatever shall become of Michael Cassio, he's never anything but your true servant.
Assure thee, if I do vow a friendship, I'll perform it to the last article. My lord shall never rest. I'll watch him, tame and talk him out of patience. His bed shall seem a school, his board a shrift. I'll intermingle everything he does with Cassio's suit. Therefore, be merry, Cassio, for thy solicitor shall rather die than give thy cause away.
Madam, here comes my lord.
Madam, I'll take my leave.
Why, stay and hear me speak.
Madam, not now. I am very ill at ease, unfit for mine own purposes.
Well, do your discretion.
Oh, I like not that.
What dost thou say?
Oh, look you. Cassio and my husband.
There is no other way to. She must do it. And lo the happiness. Go and importune her.
How now, good Cassio? What's the news with you?
Madam, my former suit. I do beseech you that by your virtuous means I may again exist and be a member of his love, whom I, with all the office of my heart, entirely honour.
Alas, thrice gentle Cassio, my advocation is now not in tune. My lord is not my lord, nor would I know him were he in favour as in humour altered. So help me, every spirit sanctified, as I have spoken for you all my best, and stood within the blank of his displeasure for my free speech. You must a while be patient. What I can do, I will, and more I will for myself, I dare. Let that suffice you.
Is my lord angry?
He went hence but now, and certainly in strange unquietness.
Can he be angry? I have seen the cannon when it hath blown his ranks into the air, and like the devil from his very arm puffed his own brother. And can he be angry? Something of moment, then. I will go meet him. There's matter in't indeed if he be angry.
I prithee do so. It's something sure of state, either from Venice, or some unhatched practice made demonstrable here in Cyprus to him hath puddled his clear spirit. And in such cases men's natures wrangle with inferior things, though great ones are their object.
Oh, pray heaven it be state matters as you think, and no conception nor no jealous toy concerning you.
Alas, the day! I never gave him cause.
But jealous souls will not be answered so. They are not ever jealous for the cause, but jealous for their jealous. It is a monster begot upon itself, born on itself.
Heaven keep that monster from Othello's mind.
Oh, lady, amen.
I will go seek him. Cassio, walk hereabout. If I do find him fit, I'll move your suit and seek to effect it to my uttermost.
I humbly thank your ladyship.
Save you, friend, Cassio.
What make you from home? How is't with you, my most fair Bianca? I'faith, sweet love, I was coming to your house.
And I was going to your lodging, Cassio. What? Keep a week away? 7 days and nights. 80 hours. And lovers' absent hours. More tedious than the dilated score times. Oh, weary reckoning.
Pardon me, Bianca. I have this while with leaden thoughts been pressed, but I shall in a more continuate time strike off this score of absence. Sweet Bianca, take me this work out.
Oh, Cassio, whence came this handkerchief? This is some token from a newer friend to the felt absence. Now I feel a cause is to come to this. Well, well.
Go to, woman. Throw your vile guesses in the devil's teeth from whence you have them. You're jealous now that this is from some mistress, some remembrance. No, by my faith, Bianca.
Why, whose is it?
I know not neither. I found it in my chamber. I like the work well, and ere it be demanded, as like enough it will, I'd have it copied. Take it, and do it, and leave me for this time.
Oh, I pray you bring me on the way a little, and say if I shall see you soon at night.
It is but a little way that I can bring you, for I attend here, but I'll see you soon.
How now, Cassio?
What's the matter?
My lord has fallen into an epilepsy. This is his second fit. He had one yesterday.
Rub him about the temples.
No, forbear. The lethargy must have his quiet course. If not, he foams at mouth and by and by breaks into savage madness. Look, he stirs. Do you withdraw yourself a little while? He will recover straight. When he is gone, I would on great occasion speak with you. How will I question Cassio of Bianca?
A hussif that by selling her desires buys herself bread and clothes. It is a creature that dotes on Cassio, as 'tis the strumpet's plague to beguile many and be beguiled by one. He, when he hears of her, cannot refrain from the excess of laughter. Here he comes. As he shall smile, Othello shall go mad, and his unbookish jealousy must construe poor Cassio's smiles, gestures, and light behaviour quite in the wrong.
How do you now, Lieutenant?
The worse, sir, that you give me the addition whose want even kills me.
Ply Desdemona well, and you are sure on't.
Now, if this suit lay in Bianca's power, how quickly should you speed?
Alas, poor caitiff.
Look how he laughs already.
I never knew woman love man so.
Alas, poor rogue. I think, i' faith, she loves me.
Now he denies it faintly and laughs it out.
Do you hear, Cassio?
Now he importunes him to tell it over. Go to, well said, well said.
She gives it out that you shall marry her. Do you intend it?
Do you triumph, Roman? Do you triumph?
I marry her. What? Accustom her. Prithee, bear some charity to my wit, and do not think it so unwholesome.
So, they laugh that win.
Faith, the cry goes that you shall marry her.
Your prithee, say true.
I am a very villain else.
Well, this is the monkey's own giving out. She is persuaded I will marry her out of her own love and flattery, not out of my promise.
Iago beckons me. Now he begins the story.
She was here even now. She haunts me in every place. I was the other day talking on the sea bank with certain Venetians, and thither comes the bauble. And by this hand, she falls me thus about my neck.
Oh. Crying, oh dear Cassio, as it were, his gesture imports it.
So hangs and lolls and weeps upon me and shakes and pulls me.
Now he tells how she did pluck him to my chamber. Oh, I see that nose of yours, but not that dog I shall throw it to.
Well, I must leave her company.
Before me, look where she comes.
Oh, 'tis such another fit you. Marry a perfumed one. What do you mean by this haunting of me?
The devil and his dam haunt you. What did you mean by that same handkerchief you gave me even now? I was a fine fool to take it. I must take out the work, a likely piece of work, that you should find it in your chamber and not know who left it there. This is some minx's token, and I must take out the work. There, give it your hobby horse, whatsoever you had it. I'll take out no work on.
How now, my sweet Bianca? How now? How now?
By heaven! That should be my handkerchief.
And you'll come to supper tonight? You may, and you will not come on your necks prepared for.
After her, after her.
Faith, I must. She'll rail in the street else.
Will you stop there?
Faith, I intend so.
Well, I may chance to see you, for I would very fain speak with you.
Prithee, come, will you?
Go to, say no more.
I have rubbed this young court almost to the sense, and he grows angry. Now, whether he kill Cassio, or Cassio him, or each to kill the other, every way makes my gain. Live Rodrigo. He calls me to a restitution large of gold and jewels that I bob from him as gifts to Desdemona. It must not be. If Cassio do remain, he hath a daily beauty in his life that makes me ugly. And besides, the Moor may unfold me to him. There stand I in much peril. No, he must die. It's so, I hear him coming.
Villain, thou diest!
That thrust had been mine enemy indeed, but that my coat is better than thou knowest.
No! No! No!
I am maimed forever! Help! Ho! Murder! Murder!
Oh, villain that I am!
Help! Ho! Light! A surgeon! What, ho, no watch, no passage! Murder, murder!
There's some mischance, Lodovico. The voice is very dire.
Help!
Hark, Gratiano.
Wretched villain!
Two or three groan. It is heavy night. These may be counterfeits. Let's think it unsafe to come into the cry without more help.
Nobody come, and I shall bleed to death!
Who's there? Whose noise is this? The cries on murder!
We do not know!
Did not you hear a cry?
Here, here, for heaven's sake, help me!
What's the matter?
Iago!
I am spoiled, undone by villains. Give me some help.
Oh, me? Good Cassio, what villains have done this?
I think that one of them is hereabouts and cannot make away.
Oh, treacherous villains, where are you there? Come in and give some help.
Oh, help me! That's one of them.
Oh, murderous slave. Oh, villain!
Don Diogo! Inhuman dog!
Men in the dark! Where be these bloody thieves? How silent is this town? How? Murder! Murder! What may you be? Are you of good or evil?
As you shall prove us, praise us.
Signor Lodovico!
He, sir.
I cry your mercy. Here's Cassio, hurt by villains.
Cassio?
How is't, brother?
Oh, my leg is cut in two.
Mary, heaven forbid. Light, gentlemen. I'll bind it with my shirt.
What's the matter? Oh, who is the cry?
Who is the cry?
My dear Cassio! My sweet Cassio! Cassio,
oh, notable strumpet! Cassio, may you suspect who they should be that have thus mangled you?
No!
I'm sorry to find you thus. I've been to seek you.
Lend me a garter.
What noise is this?
Offer a chair to bear him carefully hence.
My lord.
So.
Alas, he faints. Oh, Cassio, Cassio, Cassio.
Gentlemen all, I do suspect this trash to be a party in this injury. Patience a while, good Cassio. Come, come, gentlemen, lend me the light. Know we this face or no? Alas. My friend and my dear countryman, Rodrigo, no. Yes, sure, oh, heaven, Rodrigo!
Or the Venice.
Even he, sir, did you know him?
Well, know him, I.
Signor Gratiano, I cry your gentle mercy. These bloody accidents must excuse my manners that so neglected you.
I'm glad to see you.
Oh, how do you, Cassio? Oh, a chair, a chair!
Rodrigo!
He, tis he! Oh, that's well said, the chair. Some good man bear him carefully from hence. I'll fetch the general surgeon for you, mistress. Oh. Save you your labor. He that lies slain here, Cassio, was my dear friend. What malice was between you?
None in the world, nor do I know the man.
What, look you pale? Oh, bear him out of the air. Stay, you good gentleman. Look you pale, mistress. Do you perceive the ghastness of her eye? Nay, and you stare, we shall hear more anon. Behold her well. I pray you look upon her. Do you see, gentlemen? Nay, guiltiness will speak, though tongues were out of use.
Love, what's the matter? What's the matter, husband?
Cassio hath here been set on in the dark by Rodrigo and fellows that are escaped. He's almost slain, and Rodrigo dead.
Alas, good gentleman! Alas, good Cassio!
This is the fruit of whoring. Prithee, Amelia, go know of Cassio where he supped tonight. What do you shake at that?
He supped at my house, but I therefore shake not.
Oh, did he so? I charge you, go with me.
Oh, fie upon thee, strumpet!
I am no strumpet, but of life as honest as you that thus abuse me.
As I, foe, fie upon thee.
Kind gentlemen, let us go see poor Cassio dressed. Come, mistress, you must tell us another tale. Amelia, run you to the citadel and tell my lord and lady what hath happed. Will you go on afore?
Wretch hath part confessed his villainy. Did you and he consent in Cassio's death?
Aye.
Dear general, I never gave you cause.
I do well believe it and ask your pardon. Will you, I pray, demand this demi-devil why he hath thus ensnared my soul and body?
Demand me nothing. What you know. From this time forth, I never will speak word.
What? Not to pray?
Torments will ope your lips.
Well, thou dost best.
Sir, you shall understand what hath befallen, which, as I think, you know not. Here's a letter found in the pocket of the slain Rodrigo, and here another. The one of them imports the death of Cassio to be undertook by Rodrigo.
Oh, villain.
But heathenish and most gross.
Now here's another discontented paper found in his pocket too. And this, it seems, Rodrigo meant to have sent this damn villain. But the belike Iago in the interim came in and satisfied him.
Oh, pernicious caitiff. How came you, Cassio, by that handkerchief that was my wife's?
I found it in my chamber, and he himself confessed, but even now, that there he dropped it for a special purpose, which wrought to his desire.
Oh, fool. Fool. Fool.
You must forsake this room and go with us. Your power and your command is taken off, and Cassio rules in Cyprus. For this slave, if there be any cunning cruelty that can torment him much and hold him long, it shall be his. You shall close prisoner rest, till that the nature of your fault be known to the Venetian state. Come, bring him away.
Soft you. A word or two before you go.
I have done the state some service, and they know it, no more of that. I pray you, in your letters, when you shall these unlucky deeds relate, speak of me as I am. Nothing extenuate, nor set down aught in malice. Then must you speak of one that loved not wisely, but too well. Of one not easily jealous, but being wrought, perplexed in the extreme. Of one whose hand, like the base Indian, threw a pearl away, richer than all his tribe. Of one whose eyes, albeit unused to the melting mood, dropped tears as fast as the Arabian tree's immeasurable gum. Set you down this, and say besides that in Aleppo once, where a malignant and turbaned Turk beat a Venetian and traduced the state, I took by the throat the circumcised dog and smote him thus. All that smoke is marred. I kissed thee ere I killed thee. No way but this. Killing myself to die upon a kiss. Oh.
This did I fear. But thought he had no weapon, for he was great of heart.
Oh, Spartan dog, more fell than anguish, hunger, or the sea. Look on the tragic loading of this bed. This is thy work! The object poisons sight. Let it be hid. Gratiano, keep the house and seize upon the fortunes of the Moor, for they succeed to you. To you, Lord Governor, lies the censure of this hellish villain. The time, the place, the torture. Oh, enforce it. Myself will straight aboard, and to the state this heavy act, with heavy heart, relate.